Welcome to Mustard Seed Ministries radio program. This is Donley Cameron, and it is an honor and a privilege to be with you today. Today I'd like to bring to you a live interview that I was invited on a radio program by Clint and Penny Bragg with Inverse Ministries. It's a fantastic ministry, and it was an honor to be a part of this wonderful interview that they did. Without any further ado, I'd like to go ahead and play this recording for you of this live interview program about waiting on God. I hope that you are blessed and it will give you language of what you are going through right now in the waiting. Enjoy the program. God bless you.
You're listening to Love, WAPN Holly Hill, Florida at 91.5 FM and WAPB Madison, Florida at 91.7 FM. Thank you for listening to Love FM.
Penny Bragg, InverseMinistries.org, praying for those who are waiting for God to answer their prayers. I have author Donley Cameron, who's going to be calling in just a minute. Donley's written a book called The Waiting Room. My husband Clint and I met him at a Christian booksellers conference, and we were intrigued by the title and actually the photograph on the front of his book, because we too have waited on God often in our relationships with Him. Hey, you're live on the WAPN prayer line. Is this Donley?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, Donley. Thanks for calling in today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. It's an honor as well. Thank you so much for having me.
Just love your book. Oh, my goodness. It was full of amazing stories. I love the fact that you write from your own experience, because you have credibility in waiting, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And probably a little too much. Hey, so Donley, tell me, what led you to write this book?
Well, first off, when I was at Christ for the Nations, for 2 years, in the process of writing different newsletters and just keeping people up to date on what I was up to and what God was doing in my life. And as I started just to write, I just started to gain the love to write. And so I started just to write more, and as it just progressed, just really felt a call to write a book called The Waiting Room. Mm-hmm. And that really took place when I left Christ for the Nation. Really, God spoke to me when I was in college to write, but I didn't know what to write. But when I was over on the mission field over in Scotland and Ireland, God really started to, and when I had time to sit there and just sit before the Lord and pray, God really started to download a lot of titles of books. Mm. And the first book I really felt like God was wanting me to write was called The Waiting Room. Because so many people are, and you know, we want things to hurry, you know, we want it now, and at times God wants us just to sit and to be, kind of like what Mary did at the feet of Jesus, just to hear His voice and to listen to know what was on God's heart, and then to go, and out of that, that's where the ministry flows.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, I was on your website looking. It's Mustard Seed. Right? I was on your website,
yes,
looking at that as well, and just to, you know, what God's doing in your life. And what's intrigued me about your book is that it really goes against, it's counterculture, because everything that we're faced with these days is to speed up, you know, speed up everything, speed up our answers to prayer, speed up how we get places, how we can talk to people. And really what you're saying is this waiting room, I mean, it has a purpose.
Yes.
So what are some of the things that God's done in your own life as you have waited on Him? And if you can think of some specific stories, I know there are many in the book about your relationship with God, but what are some of the things that you think happen when we're in that waiting room experience?
Well, it's a great question, because it's almost like I love baking. So when I bake a cake, I bring a cake to somebody, and they're so at awe. They're like, oh man, that looks great. Mm-hmm. Then they taste it, and then they, you know, they dive into it, and everyone enjoys the cake for a moment. Well, the purpose of the waiting room the big word is purpose. So that would be kind of like the cake. Mm-hmm. And so inside purpose, there's ingredients. that God wants to use in our life. So, and those purposes are always going to turn out to be good, as we know what the Bible says about that. All things work out for the good.
Amen.
And so that those that believe and are called by his name. And so when that occurs, if we have that concept or that knowledge of God, and to understand that that is the heart of God, to bring good in our life, then when we go through trials, tribulations, or even temptations, then we know that God is in the midst of all of it. Even in our weakness, he is strong. Amen. Even in our debt, we are rich. Why? Because we focused on the Lord.
Amen.
And in the process of waiting, the ingredient is taken right out of God's holy book in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. About the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And when God wants to download into metamorphose us, like change us into our spirit, into his spirit, and his spirit merges with our spirit, he starts to teach in these times, in the waiting, character building.
Amen.
Such as love. Joy, peace, and you know what? We don't like it, but it's patience there. So these are the type of things that that are woven into us. It's not something that naturally comes. It only comes from God.
Yeah,
we are born again and born from above. And and then there's a process. There's that character building. We grow in love. My wife and I were just sitting down the other night, and we were talking about love, like truly loving not only just one another, but other people. And we started to read, First Corinthians chapter 13, God's definition of love.
Yeah.
Not man's definition of love, but God's definition. And when we started to read that, we've read it 100 times.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I've preached on it. And it's like, but when you start to really dig down deep and, you come back and it's like remembering. God shows us we're not there yet.
Mm-mm.
But you know what? Through God's grace and his transformation in our life, we're going to get there.
Yeah. Amen. One of the things that you said in chapter 1, when I first kind of opened the book and what I was getting into it, this really spoke to me. And it said, the waiting room will take things out of you and put things into you and form you to be the person God intends you to be for his glory and your good. I thought that was really interesting that it's not, that it's both God putting things into you, but then also taking some things out that maybe aren't pleasing to him.
Right.
The other thing that caught me was that you said the waiting room will find you out. What did you mean by that? The waiting room will find you out. I was like, oh yeah, it has.
Well, yeah, the waiting room will find you out, meaning that, you can run, you can put a good mask on for most people. And because they don't, we may run into one another here and there. It's almost like you get the Facebook picture of somebody.
Yeah.
No one puts up on their Facebook, what a terrible night I just had. I've been up all night with the kids and here I am. And this is like crazy hair, you got
no makeup,
stuff all over the kitchen.
Yeah.
You always have like that perfect, here's that night out. It's like that once a week kind of clip. And then it's like a picture perfect image.
Yeah.
And then when someone looks at it, they're like, oh my goodness. But it's like, I wish I had that.
Mm.
And they look at their mess and they're like, well, that's not me. I want that. But the whole thing is to find you out is that we can run from God, but he knows our faults. He knows before they even come, just like it says in Psalms 139, he knows our ways. And, that can be scary for some if they don't want to come clean with things and they don't want to, they don't want to humble themselves before a holy God. And then, but then also in another thing, it's the most awesome thing because God is our father. He's our daddy and he loves us and he knows already what's going on. He just wants us to come to him,
yeah,
to cry out for help, to say, you know what? I need help in these areas, Lord. I need help in certain things. And by doing that, you're covered by God versus exposed by God.
All right. And, you know, I think, too, sometimes the longer the waiting goes on, the more we tend to reach out toward our own means or to other people, because I've been waiting a long time, God, and you haven't answered, you know. But the word says, I mean, I was just looking at Psalm 69. There's a verse in Psalm 69 I love, verse 13. It says, but I pray to you, O Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. And I'm wondering, are there particular verses, you know, for the waiting room that you've kind of held to and said, you know, as the months pass here and I'm still waiting, God, or the years pass, these are my anchor points in my relationship with God. Are there verses or passages that have, or even stories from the Bible that have really spoken into your heart?
Oh, yes. You know, one of the things that, one of the scriptures that is wonderful, it's John 15:8. I put it in, you know, of course, the chapter one, the first one. It just, it speaks so clearly for that. It says, you know, by my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. I mean, that is the premise of the waiting room, so that we can be faithful disciples. You know, it's funny you say that. It's like we go, like earlier you just said, you know, sometimes we go to man or we go to the things of this world to kind of speed things up. And so, you know, we read about, you know, where when Christ died on the cross and he was buried, you know, the disciples just kind of thought it was all over.
Yeah.
You know, they were, you know, we see that, you know, everyone says doubting Thomas, but...
Did we just lose you? It sounds like we just lost Donnelly.
Peter.
Oh, there you are.
Right. Yep. Peter went right back to his business and fishing. And sometimes, when God revealed himself in bodily form through Jesus Christ on the beach, Peter was like so amazed. Yeah. He jumped out of the boat and ran.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait for the boat to get on shore, and he ran to Jesus. And so, and you know, that was it. I mean, from that standpoint, he, you know, he got that revelation of Christ, of being, you know, who he said he was, the Christ, and that he was going to go forth and now preach the gospel.
Amen.
And so, yeah, there's times when we think that, you know, people hurt us. You know, and especially, you know, when people that are in ministry, they're hurt by other Christians, or they're in the church and they get hurt by people in the church, supposedly. I was just reading on, or I was told someone was on Facebook and they were saying, well, I thought this place was Christians, and, you know, and they just, you know, went on.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that's not right to do that. It's, you know, I won't get into that, but it's, you know, to go to the person and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a clear line of how to confront people that have offended you. But but also in the same breath, that we're going to get offended. Offenses will come.
Yeah.
But it's how we deal with those and how we interact with the people, and then also just focus on God, because people, when they do hurt us, they may be facing something else, and
we don't know it.
Yeah, and the thing is that it you know, we will say, oh, yeah, I give up, forget, you know, ministry, forget, you know, and we blame God.
Yeah.
And then we go to maybe like we just, you know, leave. We just walk out, and we you know, meaning that you don't want to read the Bible anymore, you don't want to pray, you don't, you know, you may, someone that maybe is in the ministry may kind of stop doing the ministry.
Yep.
And do something else, and then it just, and then there's a cycle that will, someone will come back to to God, hopefully, and to be restored into walk into his anointing, kind of like what Peter did, and then be stronger to go out and preach the gospel.
That's right. You pretty much just gave my whole testimony, because that's what happened to me. And I can honestly say, although I regret those times, that time when I walked away from God, there is that that intimacy that comes truly in our relationship with that wholeness, I guess, when you realize that, yes, I've been offended. I'm going to continue to be offended. I've offended people. But my wholeness, my identity is not in those people or in the hurt or in any of that. My identity is in Christ. You know? And sometimes I wonder, or I think about the waiting room experience for me as God making me whole. You know, sometimes I'll think, well, I'm waiting because this person isn't ready or that person's not ready. And then I think, yeah, what about me? What about my heart? You know, maybe God's got to do a work there. And I was thinking, too, about the story in John 11 where, you know, Lazarus has died and Mary and Martha are so distraught because Jesus takes even longer to get there. You know, they're waiting and waiting and waiting, and I think he stays two more days. Yeah. But he says in that it's because he loved them, and we don't look at waiting. We don't equate waiting on God with God loves me so much that, you know, I'm going to be waiting on him. But your book is powerful, and I want to encourage listeners, if you have not picked up a copy of Don Lee Cameron, did I say your name right and everything? Because that would be embarrassing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Yes. Book, The Waiting Room. I know it's available online and also through your website. Can you give the listeners kind of a way to contact you if someone is, their interest is piqued by what we've talked about today, or they want to grab a copy of your book, even though we can't give specific names of online booksellers? We can say, because I looked it up, it is available online. But your website, what is your website and the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Okay, it is www.byfaith, M like mustard, S like Sam, M like mustard again, .com. So it's byfaithmsm.com.
Thank you. On behalf of the listeners, we thank you for that, Donnelly. That's awesome. And I was wondering, before we close out, you know, there are a lot of people listening, and I know my husband and I work in marriage restoration, ministry of reconciliation. There's a lot of people waiting, and some have waited a long time for maybe a prodigal spouse to come home or a child to turn from his or her ways. And I was just wondering if you might offer up a prayer, especially for those who have been waiting for a long time and want to give up.
Yes.
Would you pray for us?
Sure. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You see the heart's cry out there, Lord. You see the individual, those with the sound of my voice. I pray that God will break in to the darkness and speak his word over you. You are my beloved. I love you. You are my beloved, and I love you. You got what it takes. You are mine. I hold you in the palm of my hand, and I will never let you go. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. I will lead you to still waters. I'll make you sit down in green pastures. I'll put a table before your enemies. Your cup will runneth over. Your goodness and mercy and my loving kindness will endure forever. I pray, God, you would break in right now to their situation, to their marriage.
Yes.
Restore.
Yes, Lord.
Let humility come in each person's life. Let them forget about the past. Let the mercies are new every morning. I pray, God, that you would break in and give the people a revelation of your love, and that they would be so kind display that love to others, and that they would learn how to turn the other cheek, to learn to be washed in the word, to cleanse their mind, and they would have diligence, and they would have discipline to get into the word, and to pray to be strengthened, to hear your voice, and out of your voice, out of your their time spent with you, Father, that the ministry would flow out of them, the love, the all the gifts, and all the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Lord. So, Father, right now, we come before you and humbly ask that you would manifest your presence in the lost ones, those that are far away from you, God,
Lord.
That they would be drawn back to you. Draw them, Holy Spirit, draw them to the Father. And we ask, Father, that you would come in and just with them and just take care of them, wash them up again.
Mm-hmm.
And we plead the blood of Jesus,
Jesus
right now over them.
Yes, Lord.
The protection, put a hedge of protection. And Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for you, your loving kindness endures forever. We praise you, we love you, and we worship you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, brother. This wraps up my interview with Don Lee Cameron, author of The Waiting Room. I encourage you to pick up a copy of his book. Don Lee, thank you so much for being on the show today.
It was my pleasure, and thank you again for having me, and God bless you.
You bet. God bless you, too.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. He's alive, and he's seated as King.